from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia. And with me, Rahma, your today's companion on Friday, March 14, 2025. I'm going to be here to present various interesting information, updates, and we also have several regular programs like commentary, Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So do stay tuned only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, we begin with the news. Here is the news. First, the headline. Allowances for regional state civil apparatus teachers is distributed directly. Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank sees Nusantara, capital city, as a strategic project. Indonesian government urges universities to advance research and innovation. I'm Rahmawati. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto launched the latest mechanism for distributing allowances for regional state civil apparatus teachers, which will be given directly to teacher bank accounts as an effort to reduce inefficient bureaucracy. Dora Pardede has the detail.
President of the Republic of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto appreciates the latest mechanism for distributing allowances for regional state civil apparatus teacher, which will be given directly to teachers' accounts. This was conveyed by President Prabowo in his remarks, an event entitled Launching of the New Mechanism for Regional State Civil Apparatus Teacher Allowances Directly to Teacher Accounts at the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education in Jakarta Thursday. The President revealed the new mechanism by sending regional state civil apparatus teacher allowances directly to teacher accounts as an effort to reduce inefficient bureaucracy. President Prabowo also emphasized to his government ranks to eliminate the culture of complicated bureaucratic inefficiency.
Kita harus hilangkan budaya-budaya yang...
We must eliminate those wrong cultures. If it can be made long, why make it short? If it can be made long, why make it easy? This is the culture that we must erode.
Yang harus kita kikis.
President Prabowo also reminded the bureaucrats who cannot create an efficient bureaucratic system, they will be evaluated. The president is also determined to have a clean, efficient, and economical government system where all state well for the benefit of the people can be achieved. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia Nusantara Capital City Authority revealed the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank sees Nusantara Capital City a strategic project with great potential, and there is potential funding of up to $1 billion. Head of Nusantara Capital City Authority, M. Basuki Hadi Mulyono, in Jakarta on Friday stated, he received the president and chairman of the board of directors of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, His Excellency Chin Likun, along with staff to discuss potential funding and collaboration in the development of the Indonesian capital city. Basuki said the meeting marked an important step in realizing the vision of Nusantara Capital City as a smart and sustainable city. In the meeting, Basuki also explained in detail the potential for strategic projects in Nusantara capital city and the funding schemes that would be implemented. We continue with Indonesian Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Brian Yuliarto, who told media at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta that Indonesian President Prabowo emphasized Indonesia's great potential to become a developed country by mastering of science and technology. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
Indonesian Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Brian Yuliarto told media at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Thursday that President Prabowo emphasized Indonesia's great potential to become a developed country by mastering of science and technology as the key to achieving this goal. Brian also stated that governments emphasize the importance of maintaining academic integrity by instilling an anti-corruption culture in educational institution.
Pak Presiden juga menyampaikan hanya bangsa yang menguasai sains dan teknologi ini akan menjadi bangsa yang makmur.
The President also stated that only nations that master science and technology will become prosperous nations. He also mentioned that Indonesia's bright future must be supported by the development of science and technology while ensuring high integrity. Therefore, the anti-corruption culture must continue to be instilled in the future generations of Indonesia.
Terus diingatkan kepada generasi masa depan bangsa Indonesia.
Furthermore, Brian stated that the government encourages universities to produce superior products that support national self-sufficiency, including in the food sector and mineral downstreaming. During the meeting, the president also emphasized the crucial role of universities in preparing high-quality human resources to accelerate the development of Indonesia's strategic industries.
Member of House Commission 5, Reni Astuti, stressed the importance of massive socialization to prospective travelers to ensure the smoothness and safety of Eid al-Fitr holiday 2025. She conveyed after reviewing the readiness of the Jakarta Cikampek toll road in Karawang, West Java. Reni emphasized the need to increase the sensitivity of e-toll touch screens at toll booths to speed up transactions and avoid congestion. She also encouraged the provision of e-toll tolling booths at rest areas with the support of KRIS and M-Banking. Reni asked the toll road business entity to ensure there are no potholes on the toll road and prohibit road repairs during the return flow. She urged travelers to ensure vehicle operability and obey traffic rules and follow traffic rules. Reni also reminded no vehicles should be parked carelessly on the shoulder of the toll road. Moving on to Indonesian consumer organization invites all parties to work together to implement consumer protection and sustainability. Education division of the organization, Anjani Widya Hemasita, stated it also requires environmental policies that pay attention to the aspect of affordability. In the VOI talk program with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Friday, Hemasita also encouraged public awareness of the importance of consumer protection. In addition, according to her, global collaboration is also needed to create a sustainable lifestyle.
With the commitment from the government to a net zero emission in 2060, I think the consumer protection and sustainability must go hand in hand. And ensuring that environmental policies also address affordability, like I mentioned before, like solar panel is more affordable for us. It should be in good of collaboration in a lot of sectors in Indonesia. And it depends also with the strong regulation from the government. It's also need more awareness from our consumer and we need a collaboration too with a global industry and global government to have a regulation and make a more sustainability lifestyle in the next year or maybe next.
March 15 is commemorated as World Consumer Rights Day. This year, the commemoration takes the theme A Just Transition to a Sustainable Lifestyle, which highlights the need for an equitable shift toward sustainability. Hema Sita also stated, sustainability is a fundamental consumer right, as stated at Indonesia's Consumer Protection Law. She said all consumer has rights to access to safe, environmentally and friendly products. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto attended a panel discussion with rectors and leaders of public and private universities at a presidential palace in Jakarta on Thursday. Vice Rector for Student Affairs and Alumni University of Bengkulu in Sumatra's Bengkulu province, Chandra Irawan, shared several points he found interesting from the discussion. Among them was Prabowo's decision to implement budget efficiency, which Prabowo believes can minimize leaks in the state budget.
Beliau menginginkan kebocoran-kebocoran.
The president emphasized the need to minimize leaks in the state budget, and his move to streamline budgets across ministries and institutions has saved hundreds of trillions. I think this has a very positive impact, especially if the savings are used to provide facilities and support Indonesia's progress.
Memberikan fasilitas, kemudian membangun ya demi kemajuan negara Indonesia.
Irawan also highlighted Prabowo's optimism that his administration would maximize utilization of Indonesia's natural resources for the welfare of the people. He is confident Prabowo's government will lead Indonesia toward a brighter future. The Indonesian government strives to implement budget streamlining across various ministries and state institutions, including in higher education. This has led to several impacts, including cuts to non-essential expenditures and energy-saving measures. Governor of the Special Region of Yogyakarta, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X, led the ceremony to commemorate 270th anniversary of the Special Region of Yogyakarta at the Mandala Krida Stadium on Thursday morning. The celebration was held through a flag ceremony and governor's speech at a plenary meeting in the legislature. After the ceremony, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X told journalists he hopes for the full support of the community to actively fill development in Yogyakarta with positive things.
Ya saya kira saya perlu bantuan teman-teman media ya.
I think I need help from my friends in the media, how today's events can become an event not only talking about history, but also, as I said earlier, how community participation is a subject in building the future of Jogja.
Itu juga menjadi subjek di dalam membangun Jogja masa depan.
The Sultan also hopes for innovation and creativity from the community in developing Yogyakarta without having to rely solely on government assistance.
Tidak hanya menjagakan pemerintah, tapi bagaimana masyarakatnya yang kreatif, inovatif gitu.
Not only relying on the government, but how the community is creative, innovative, to be able to build a sense of comfort and security. The community also needs to participate.
Bisa menjadi subjek di dalam berproses untuk tantangan masa depan.
In the commemoration of the 270th anniversary of the Special Region of Yogyakarta this year, the theme was Jogja Tumata Tuwuh Ngrembaka, which means Yogyakarta is increasingly organized, continues to grow, and also protects all community entities in it. Well, listener, those are the news. Next, today's commentary titled Transition to a Sustainable Lifestyle for All, read by Anna Trijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on protecting water for a sustainable future. Every March the 22nd, the world commemorates World Water Day. The goal is to remind and emphasize the importance of water for life. Water is not only a basic need for humans, but also for all living things and ecosystems on Earth. However, over time, water-related problems have become increasingly complex, ranging from pollution to the scarcity of clean water supplies. Pollution has become a serious threat to water quality in Indonesia. Industrial waste, plastic waste, and pesticides from the agricultural sector often pollute rivers, lakes, and seas, which have a negative impact on human health and the environment. In addition, access to clean drinking water is still a challenge. Based on data from the Indonesian Central Statistics Agency in 2024, around 93% of households in Indonesia now have access to clean drinking water. But the remaining 7% still don't enjoy it, increasing the risk of water-based diseases. To overcome this challenge, cooperation is needed between the government, the public, and the private sector. The government must strengthen supervision and law enforcement related to water management and environmental pollution. The public also need to play an active role by reducing excessive water use and supporting efforts to conserve water sources. Maintaining river cleanliness and minimizing waste sound simple but are very important steps. World Water Day should be a moment for reflection and action. People must realize that water is a limited and very valuable resource. Start with small action, such as saving water at home and keeping the surrounding environment clean. Only by protecting and preserving water can sustainable future generations be ensured. That was commentary.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. That's quote of the day.
Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Bulan baik ini telah datang, ucapkanlah alhamdulillah. Bulan penuh dengan ampunan, mari kita berbahagialah. Meski penuh dengan cobaan, berat bagi yang tak beriman, yakin ini sebuah ujian untuk mencapai kemenangan. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Bulan baik kini telah datang, ucapkanlah alhamdulillah. Bulan penuh dengan ampunan, mari kita berbahagialah. Sambutlah, raihlah.
Food is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food? Kalat!
To count the stars in the sky, now I count the ones in your eyes. I used to think that my paradise was somewhere waiting on the other side, but you take me higher than I've been, laying hands on my skin, it's true. Ooh, nothing compares to you. So tell me why. What good is life if we're all just waiting to dance in the sky? I'm already there, here in your eyes. We climb the gates every time that you lie down next to me. I rest in peace. They say it's better, but how could that be? If everyone had a love like us, they wouldn't call that place above heaven.
To you feels like a pinch myself moment. If we're only here for a while, I wanna spend all of it holding you. Take me higher than I've been, got me questioning everything I knew. Cause nothing compares to you. So tell me why. Why good is life if we're all just waiting to dance in the sky? I'm already there, here in your eyes. We climb the gates every time that you lie down next to me. I rest in peace. They say it's better, but how could that be? If everyone had a love like us, they wouldn't call the place above heaven.
Nothing comes close to this. Looking up, even if it is tears. My heaven is on your lips.
So tell me why. What good is life if we're all just waiting to dance in the sky?
I'm already there, hearing your eyes. We climb the gates every time that you lie.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, Indonesian athlete Siti Naswa won a gold medal in the specialty solo dance sport category at the 2025 Winter Olympics World Games held at the Palazzo delle Feste, Bardonecchia, Italy on Thursday. In addition to winning gold, Indonesia's representative Anastasia Aresienan Buariat secured a bronze medal, followed by Muhammad Aden Aryadipa, who secured fourth place in the same category. The Special Olympics event is an international sports tournament for individuals with intellectual disabilities. The aim of this event is to encourage inclusion, participation, and development. It also focuses on the spirit of togetherness and provides an opportunity for each athlete to compete in a category that suits their abilities.
Ketika berada sampingmu, terasa gejolak hatiku. Kau mempesona, ku terpesona, menembus nan jauh di kalbu.
Betapa tiada nestapa, bagaikan indahnya semesta.
Tersenyum tersipu kulihat dirimu,
tertegun termenung kurasa diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Terpikat tersentuh hatiku dirimu,
tergoda terjaga hatimu diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita. Perjumpaan kita terpikat tersentuh
hatiku dirimu,
tergoda terjaga
hatimu diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Jauh di kalbu,
betapa
tiada nestapa. Bagaikan indahnya semesta,
tersenyum tersipu,
kulihat dirimu,
terbangun terbenung,
kurasa diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Terpikat tersentuh
hatiku dirimu,
tergoda terjaga
hatimu diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita. Perjumpaan kita
terpikat, tersentuh
hatiku,
dirimu
tergoda,
terjaga
hatimu,
diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Tersenyum tersipu, kulihat dirimu,
tertenung termenung,
kurasa diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Terpikat,
tersentuh
hatiku,
dirimu
tergoda,
terjaga
hatimu,
perjumpaan kita.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bila mulut jauh dari asmanya, langkahnya hidup bagai hilang berkahnya.
Apabila dunia telah merantaikan jiwa, siap-siap akhirat meninggalkannya.
Di bayang-bayang fata morgana, berharap hidup khusnul khatimah.
Di bayang-bayang fata morgana, dirimu mohon selamatkan hamba.
Salam Sallu ala Muhammad, Sallu ala Muhammad.
Apabila hati hilang cahaya iman, langkahnya hidup hitam tanpa penerang.
Apabila jiwa jauh dari Al-Quran, langkahnya hidup bagai tanpa pedoman.
Di bayang-bayang fata morgana, berharap hidup khusnul khatimah.
Salam alaika, salawatullah alaika, salawatullah alaika.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder. Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
Dear listeners, Indonesian Wonder for today's editions come with the title Badendang Rotan Traditions from Maluku. Listeners, the Badendang Rotan Traditions is one of the New Year traditions in Maluku. This cultural event is a celebration of cultural heritage that takes place regularly every year. The Badendang Rotan Traditions is the result of combining two series of events, namely the Badendang Traditions and the Hela Rotan Traditions. Even though it is held with the characteristics of each region, the Badendang tradition itself is an annual event held to welcome several major holidays in the country, such as New Year celebration, Christmas, cleaning the country celebrations, and many more. The Badendang tradition event is one of the biggest events held by the local community. Therefore, the entire populations must participate in the series of events. The Badendang tradition is a traditional Maluku singing and dancing traditions with family and relatives. This tradition is held to welcome the arrival of the new year and takes place every January 1st. Unlike most New Year traditions, which are festive with colorful fireworks, Badendang Rotan is an activity that highlights cooperation between local communities. At the same time, strengthening the value of solidarity between citizens. Starting from preparing the event to the team taking part in this activity, as the name suggests, Badendang at this event, music is one of the dominating elements. Visitors will be treated to typical Maluku singing and dancing. The music produced by the Tiva is one of the things that warms the atmosphere. Starting the procession in the afternoon, the procession begins with traditional elders announce to the community that this event will start. After that, everyone from adult to children gathered. Meanwhile, the Hela Rotan tradition is a competition that is similar to tug of war in general. It's just that this Maluku style tug of war is different from the others. This is because the basic materials of the rope is made from woven rattan and also has a length of up to 10 of meters. Another difference lies in the rhythm of the Tiva musical instrument that accompanies the match. The songs with rhythm lyrics that are sung are not haphazard and have always been heard from generations to generations. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Let's go.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs aims to complete the creation of an artificial intelligence or AI utilization roadmap in 3 months. Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Neza Patria, noted the government had held discussions with stakeholders to create a comprehensive roadmap for AI use. The government is studying AI utilization regulations in other countries as a reference in creating the roadmap. Patria highlighted the government aims to develop inclusive policies designed to reduce compliance costs, encourage investment in AI infrastructure development, and foster talent growth in the AI sector.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, at RI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesian. Introduce yourself. Hello, nama saya Rahma. Hello, my name is Rahma.
Hi, saya Ray. Hi, I'm Ray.
Now it's your turn. Let's answer this question.
Siapa nama kamu? Siapa nama kamu? What's your name? Answer by saying nama saya.
Insight of the day. When greeting or introducing yourself, it is a good habit in Indonesia to shake hands and give slight nod. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words only on Let's Speak Indonesian. Sampai jumpa!
Tuhanku karena Engkau Allahu Rabbi. Tiada terkira nikmat di dunia, Kau berikan ku Ramadan penuh cinta. Ramadan ini kan ku jalani, imanku karena Engkau Allahu Rabbi. Tiada terkira nikmat di dunia, Kau berikan ku Ramadan penuh cinta.
That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, but stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone. Hello everyone, right now I am in Alas Malang Central Java, the central farm for durian bower, the special durian from Alas Malang Central Java. Durian is a spiky fruit. Famous for having a strong scent, durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with blackthorn, musangking, and montong. And in Indonesia, we have petruk, medan, bawor, kaligesing, and manibor. Whatever the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sarno, a durian farmer from Alas Malang Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh panca indera kita semua. Dari
durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then we put it into our mouth. Wow, this one is sweet, or that one is bland. And what about hearing? A ripe durian sounds lower when we strike it. Unripe one has a higher sound. Or we hear it fell in our backyard. It beans our ears, also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum ngebas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambil terdengar, berarti telinga kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul dalam suara.
Is this durian right? We test by striking it. We know there is baritone, tenor, and bass, high, medium, and low. The ripe one is bass.
Tapi kalau suaranya.
So we strike it.
Dipukul.
It's ripe. Another durian seller, Mrs. Ngatina, says. We also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Wangi.
A good durian smells good.
Bagus, wangi. Iya. Pokok Bapak kalau beli di mana-mana,
never buy durian with dry stem.
Ini kalau kering jangan dibeli.
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh protected by thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sardo just takes his razor-sharp blade and then decides on a straight line on the peel to easily cut it open.
Kita ambil tengah-tengahnya.
Just pick a straight line like this.
Lepas ini. Baru.
Then we slowly can see the flesh. Here it is. Beneath the green, thick, and thorny peel is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste?
Bon appétit. Ya. Ya. Nah.
Amazing. This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Given more time, it will be a bit bitter, but has a softer texture, like sticky rice.
Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, no taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like socks. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bawor, or in Purworejo they have the Durian Kaligasing. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Monday Monday by Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu. The song, which was released on March 22, 2022, was composed by Milton A. Michels and popularized by Keroncong Tugu Orchestra. The song tells about the afternoon atmosphere at the beginning of the new year, where people are still in a happy mood. That afternoon, both young and old still gather in Kampung Tugu, North Jakarta. They not only gather, but also involve in a game with a penalty of being hit with powder on the face for the player who lost. However, there is no hostility because the game is wrapped in sincerity and mutual forgiveness. Here is Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu with the song Monday Monday.